Love never gives up. We are told in the Bible that love never fails, but in our relationships with others, we often fail to love. One day our friend is the greatest person in the world, and the next day they do something to offend us, and they become our enemy. We are fickle in our love for others. The love of God is quite different from the love we have towards one another. The Bible tells us, here is how you can tell the difference between God's children and the devil's children. Anyone who doesn't do what is right isn't God's child, and anyone who doesn't love their brother or sister isn't God's child either. From 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. Before we gave our will and life over to the care of God, we were habitual sinners and did not love or care much for those around us. Our dependency became our first love, and all our relationships suffered because we gave our all to what helped us exist in our unmanageable lifestyle. In the pit of our addiction, God broke through with his unfailing love. He never gave up on us, even when we refused to obey him or even acknowledge that he existed. From the Bible we read, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." From 1 John chapter 3, verse 1a. Would we care about others if they were not pleasing us? In our rebellion, God still cared about us and was not willing that any of us should perish, but that all of us would have the opportunity to be saved. He gave Jesus, his beloved Son, to pay the penalty for our sin and redeemed us from our bondage to the evil one. As children of God, our love for others should cause us to be tolerant with them, even when they're disinterested in our testimony about the goodness of God. We should remember that love never fails, and we should never give up on them. Remember, with God, all things are possible. Let's pray. Loved Heavenly Father, I want to love others with the same love that you have for me. Teach me your ways and help me to never give up on anyone. Amen.